In recent years, they've had big cats. They've had lions. I think they've even had tigers. They've had leopards. There's been a number of surprisingly large animals. In fact, the sort of animals that people might be used to seeing in zoos. Yet, of course, they're kept not just right next to, but in some cases within a theme park. I was at Chessington recently, and one of the things I was genuinely quite alarmed to see was an enclosure where some primates are kept, so monkeys, over which runs a children's play area. So there's children's walkway and almost like a pirate castle or something being built through this animal's enclosure. And I was there on a very busy day, and I personally was distressed by the loud noise that the kids were making. One can only imagine how that is for the animals that are kept there, and those primates in particular being subjected to that all day, every day. It was one of the worst pieces of enclosure design I've seen in a zoo in a long time, in my opinion. It's a complete fallacy, really, that keeping animals at Chessington World of Adventures is really contributing to their conservation. And it's a very easy and attractive thing that zoos have hit upon in, well, recent years, recent decades, that they're all about conservation and they're all about education. But when you ask them to come up with the evidence, you ask them to come up with the facts, you know, how, not just, you know, what animals are you reintroducing to the world? What animals do you have projects to save in the world? How much money are you donating to genuine conservation projects? In terms of education, you say that a visit to a zoo is educational. Show me the metrics. Show me the quantitative figures. Show me how many people you've genuinely made a difference to and made them go from just a visitor there to enjoy looking at animals into some sort of lifelong conservationist. And when you ask them to come up with this sort of evidence, it all becomes a little bit blurry. And when zoos do try to produce this sort of thing, it really doesn't quite stack up. So, yes, zoos have been involved, collectively, been involved in the reintroduction of a handful of species over the years. But that categorically doesn't justify the existence of the, frankly, tens of thousands of zoos that there are across the world. It's only ever been a minority of zoos that have been participating in anything approaching conservation work. And to me, it does not justify animals being kept in captivity for life on display to the public. I think it's too much of a trade-off. And particularly when you take a facility like Chessington that is marketed and, frankly, is a theme park, you're so far away from any sort of educational or conservation mission that it's chalk and cheese, really.
Do you see a difference between a zoo and a safari park, or are they both as bad as each other?
I think they're all basically identical. When we're talking about safari parks in this country, they are licensed as zoos. They are the same thing in everything. So there's any number of nuances that the zoos have put on things over the years to get away from the word zoo. But the bottom line is that they are all zoos. In the eyes of the law, they are all licensed as zoos. There is no legal definition of a safari park, whereas there is one for a zoo. These are basically subject to exactly the same problems of keeping animals in captivity that a traditional city zoo might have, albeit sometimes on a slightly larger scale. Some enclosures might look a bit larger, or they might have a little bit more space for the animals. But generally speaking, when you strip away some of the aesthetics and stuff that's frankly there for the visitor, they are no different. It's become a right to see large, often African mammals close up in captivity. To me, that's so far away from what we should be teaching people and children in particular about animals. The mystery of some of these animals is that they don't live in your backyard. The fascination with these animals will be generated by the fact that you don't get to see them very often. And seeing an animal close up in a totally unnatural environment, such as you would experience in most, if not all, zoos, what is that telling people about how these animals not only should live, but do live in the wild? they're kept out of their ecological context. They're not presented in an ecosystem. They're not, none of their sort of, a lot of their social behaviours will be impossible to replicate in captivity. A lot of their feeding behaviours may be very difficult, if not impossible, to replicate in captivity. You're not seeing the vegetation that they would normally live in and around. You're not seeing the landscape. You're not seeing how they interact with members of their own species or other species. You're seeing a pathetically pale imitation of what these animals have evolved to do by looking at them in captivity. And I question whether there is any educational merit or conservation merit in anybody going to a zoo. And so my message would be for people to not just believe what you're hearing from the zoo industry, be a bit more critical in how you approach things and ask yourself, do they really do what they say they're doing? And then, you know, if you want to go to a zoo, that's your decision. But make that decision on an informed basis.